I'm ready to read.
There you are. I hear your disembodied voice.
Until my voice runs out.
Okay. Well, go for it.
Okay. A client's father was deported 6 years ago. The father had a domestic violence charge from 10 years ago. He was married to a United States citizen while in detention, but the USC wife has gone missing and abandoned the case. The client is a USC. How can the client petition for her father at the end of the 10-year bar? Who would like to take this?
I can. As long as your client is 21 years old and a U.S. citizen, I believe it does say the client's a USC, yeah, you can go ahead and petition for him now. A 10-year bar, I'm not really sure, because an I-212 can be filed, so you can go ahead and file that I-212. And then do your consular processing. I've done this before for people who had been deported, especially for deportation for a crime that wouldn't be. I recognize a similar fact pattern. There were people who were deported. If it was a Texas conviction for simple assault, family violence, that later on, you know, was discovered they should not have been. So. You petition for a parent just like you petition for anyone else. You do an I-130.
Anyone else want to comment? Seeing none, moving on to question two. A client had an I-130 filed by her United States citizen daughter. The qualifying relative or her I-601A was her husband.
2018.
I-130 and I-601A were approved, but when the I-130 was revoked at the consulate, can the client have a different petitioner file a new I-130 for her and proceed to schedule a consular appointment for an immigrant visa using the same previously approved waiver? Or does she need to redo the entire process, including filing a new I-601A? And who would like to take this?
I can. What is strange is why the I-130 for a daughter, a U.S. citizen daughter, would be revoked. I mean, that's not a relationship. The daughter filed for the parent, so I don't understand how that would be revoked unless there was some issue with the daughter's actual status as a United States citizen, like a delayed birth certificate or something like that. So that's confusing, but I'm under the impression that the I-601A can be used it really doesn't matter who the underlying petitioner is. If an approved I-601A can be used, doesn't necessarily have to be that petitioner. So I don't see why not.
I'm confused too, because if you're applying at the consular post, is this saying that it was revoked at the time of revoked at the consular level? So is that done at time of interview? And if that's the case, you're outside of the United States.
Oh, that's right. You need a 601.
Are you really filing a 601A at that point, or instead are you dealing with a 601 because of your departure? And then isn't the bottom line question, as you've already noted, that perhaps the family relationship is in question, and maybe they'll have to do, and you fight it with a DNA type of test or something along those lines?
Well, yeah, an I-130, and also to pile on the confusion, an I-130 is not revoked at the consulate. They may send it back to USCIS for revocation.
That's right.
But you'd fight that here.
You're right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of confusing factoids here. I don't know who the
If it was revoked, wouldn't that also depend on, you know, like if you're getting a different petitioner, then presumably if there is an issue with the relationship with the daughter, that's not necessarily a problem for a different petitioner. But I'd also be wondering, well, what's, you know, what was the basis for the revocation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
Yeah, and the new petitioner, we don't even know if that's if it would be an immediate relative.
That's exactly right.
So I think there's a lot more research and detail that would be needed for us to kind of give you a satisfactory answer on this.
Moving right along to question three. Client has a removal order from 2012. It was not in absentia. He now has DACA and has not had unlawful presence after the age of 18. He wants to get advanced parole and travel outside the U.S. and get his lawful entry for adjustment of status. Will he be able to do adjustment of status after traveling on advanced parole, or will the removal order prevent that? He is in San Antonio District and would need to adjust there.